So take your seat on your mat. Starting from a comfortable meditative posture, with your eyes closed, and simply allowing yourself to find a natural center. The easy way to do this is with breath. With your eyes closed, simply become aware of breath as you breathe through your nose. Start to lengthen your inhales and lengthen your exhales, balancing your inhales with your exhales. And simply by doing this, awareness to a lengthened breath, your mind will slowly settle. Your mind will slowly become more relaxed, less concerned, more rested in the moment. And that's what you're trying to do. As you inhale, you can mentally say to yourself, I am breathing in. As you exhale, you can say to yourself, I am breathing out. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. And then open your eyes, look around you, and everything should be just a little clearer. You should be just a little more relaxed and coming from your center as opposed to anywhere else, the past, the future, the outside, someone else, etc. Make your way to downward facing dog. So hands and knees first. If you'd like to get a good alignment, hands underneath shoulders, knees underneath hips. Ground the palms of your hands, spread the fingers lightly, tuck your toes. Try and spread your toes lightly. Then gently easing your way into the down dog, press your hands down, your feet down, lift your hips up. Keep your knees slightly bent, push chest towards the thighs first, and then start to release the heels towards the floor. And hold steady. Hold your breath steady, just like you did in your meditative seat at the beginning of your practice. Steadying the inhales, steadying the exhales too. Experiencing a calm yet steady breath in and a calm yet steady breath out. Now keep this awareness to breath throughout your practice. Walk your feet to the front of the mat. Keep your feet a little hip width apart. Take hold of opposite elbows as you fold forward over your legs and hold. Walk feet out to the edges of the mat, turn toes slightly off the mat, bend knees and sit in a yoga squat. Now, some of you might feel a little tightness in a yoga squat. And when you start to feel tightness, you start to lose your center. You start to think, oh my gosh, I'm tight this morning. Oh my gosh, this doesn't feel good. Oh my gosh, I'd rather be somewhere else. And so when this starts to happen, simply become aware of your breath again. Start to match inhales with exhales again. Start to smooth your breath again. And the mind will relax again. And as you relax, so your body relaxes too. So it's a virtuous, symbiotic relationship that body, breath, and mind have together. Keep the one calm and everything else is calm. Now sit down. Let's work with the spine a little bit. Twisting into the spine. Ground your sit bones. So wiggle your buttocks into the earth. Draw your knees towards your chest. Press your feet flat to the floor. Wrap left arm around your knee. Squeeze knees lightly together. Lean back into the right hand. You're going to twist to your right hand side. Easy twist to your right. And hold. Wiggle your sit bones down. Sit a little taller. So lift your waistline up, your belly button up. Lift your chest up too. Sit as tall as possible and then just ease your way deeper into the twist, but very gently, aiming your right shoulder backwards and then looking across your right shoulder towards the back of your space, twisting into your neck as well. Turn to the front, work with your breath. So inhale, turn to the front, sit tall. Exhale, breath, twist to your left-hand side, swapping your hands around. Take an easy twist left. Easing your way into the practice, mobilizing spine. Turn to the front. Let's twist to the right-hand side again, but you're going to twist deeper. So extend your left leg forward. Flex into the left ankle. Ground the sit bones. Take your right foot and press it to the floor firmly outside of your left leg. Reach your left arm up as you inhale. Exhale, breath. Twist to your right-hand side, hooking left elbow outside of the right knee and pressing the right hand to the floor behind your back. And so the spine is a little warmer in the twist, so allow yourself the luxury, the adventure, the confidence to twist deeper. Release, turning to the front. Draw both knees into the chest and then swap your legs around. Extend the right leg, flexing into the right ankle. Press your left foot to the floor outside of your right leg. Reach your right hand up as you inhale. Move with breath. Exhale, breath, twist left. Press left hand behind your back. Hook right elbow outside of the left knee. Release, turn to the front. Draw both knees to the chest. Lean back into your hands for tabletop, opening up the front of the body. Point your fingers forward, separate feet hip width apart. Chin to chest, inhale breath, lift hips upwards. Drop head backwards, if that's comfortable for you. Otherwise, just keep your chin to your chest. Now, systematically open the front of the body. So what I mean by that is consciously open up the front of the body. Press the feet firmly down to lift the hips as high as possible. That will open the thighs, the shins too, the hip flexors, the belly a little bit. Press the hands down to expand the chest upwards as well. Chin to chest, inhale breath. And exhale breath, lower your buttocks down to the floor. Take hold of your feet. So flex your ankles, take hold of your feet. And start a gentle forward fold. Push your feet forward slightly or shuffle your feet forward slightly. You can keep your knees bent, but pull your chest towards your knees as you fold forward over your thighs and hold. A half forward fold. And release. Let's power up the core now. So, balancing on your buttocks. Lift your legs up, boat posture. You can bend your knees and extend your fingers, your arms forward towards your toes and hold. Try and switch it on now. So now maybe it will help you to power up your breath too. And the breath that I suggest you use is Ujjayi, constricting the back of your throat. Keep your breath long and easy in and long and easy out. The breath must always be free of tension. When the breath is free of tension, body is free of tension, mind is free of tension. Try and straighten your legs. See if you can hold that with determination. Focus the mind now. One more breath in. And gentle breath, release all the way down. Squeeze knees into your chest, rock a little right, rock a little left. You're going to rock up to sit. You're going to step back to plank pose. So cross your ankles, press your hands to the front of the mat, step back to plank pose. Exhale breath, lower your plank all the way down to the floor. Solid, steady down. Point your toes back. Inhale breath, lift head, chest, float legs up to a locust posture. You can press your hands slightly down, so it's a variation of locust. Aim elbows back. One more breath in, try and lift the head up, expand chest forward, float legs up too. It's quite intense. And exhale breath, release down. Make your way to child's pose. Ease your chest and between your thighs and your knees. Forehead lightly touches the floor. Crawl the fingers forward and just reaffirm your center. Breathing steady in and out. Inhale, breath back up to hands and knees. Tuck toes, push back, downward facing dog. Looking forward to your hands, inhale, step your right foot forward into a low lunge. Step your left foot forward to the front of the mat and fold forward as you exhale. Inhale, breath, rise all the way up. And exhale, breath, stand. Surya Namaskar. Inhale, breath, reach prayer up. Let's start flowing. Exhale, fold forward. Standing forward, fold. Press your hands down. Inhale, breath, step your right foot back into a lunge. Exhale, breath, downward facing dog. Inhale to a plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower your plank all the way down to the floor. Inhale, breath, just lift head, chest up, point toes back, cobra. Exhale, breath, push back, downward facing dog, and hold your downward facing dog. Steady, five breaths. One, Two. Three. Four. And five. Inhale, breath, step your right foot forward, lunge. Exhale, step your left foot forward and fold forward. Inhale, breath, rise up. Reach your prayer up this time and look up to your fingertips. And then exhale, fold forward over your legs. Hands down, inhale, breath, step left foot back, lunge. Step your right foot back and push back, downward facing dog. Inhale, breath to a plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower plank all the way down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra, lifting the head chest up. Exhale, breath, make your way back to downward facing dog and hold. So if you're struggling with internet connectivity, just a tip is switch off your video. It really helps a lot. Everyone seems to be struggling with internet connectivity, by the way, myself included. Now look forward, inhale, breath, step, left foot forward, lunge. Followed by the right foot as you exhale, fold forward. Inhale, breath, rise up, reach arms up. And exhale, breath, stand. Bending knees, inhale, breath, reach arms up. Chair posture, Utkatasana. Standing forward, fold as you exhale. You're going to step your left foot back, lunge, inhale, breath. Lower left knee down to the floor as you exhale. Lift head chest up. You're going to take a twist to your right hand side. Prayer to heart center. Inhale. Exhale, left elbow to the right knee. Stacking your prayer. Twist to your right. Keep your left knee grounded and hold. Release your twist. Prayer to your heart center. Inhale, breath, reach your prayer up and look up. Exhale, breath, press your hands down and tuck your left toe, push back, downward facing dog. Inhale, breath to a plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower the plank all the way down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra, lifting head, chest upwards, point toes back. Exhale, breath, push back, downward facing dog. Inhale, breath to a plank pose. Exhale, breath, float your knees down, then chest, chin down to the floor. Exhaling all your breath out. Inhale, slide your body forward, cobra posture, lift head, chest up. And exhale, breath, push back, downward facing dog again. Inhale, breath, step your right foot forward, lift your torso, reach arms up to a high lunge. Exhale, breath, press your hands back down to the floor. Now step your left foot forward as you inhale, lift chest halfway up. And exhale, fold forward. Bend knees, inhale, breath, Utkatasana, reach arms up, chair posture. And exhale, breath, stand, mountain posture, Tadasana. Bend knees, inhale, breath, reach arms up, chair posture, Utkatasana. Standing forward, fold as you exhale. Inhale, breath, step your right foot back, low lunge. So really feel the low lunge. Right leg is switched on. Now lower the right knee down to the floor. Lift head, chest up, prayer to the heart center. Inhale, breath. Twist to your left hand side, pressing right elbow to the left knee, stacking your prayer, forearms on a straight line and hold. Try and lift your left shoulder up a little as you press your left hand down a little more. Try not to look backwards. Try and just simply rotate your neck so you look slightly up and to the left. Neck is an extension of the spine. You're going to release your twist. Inhale, breath. Lift torso. Reach arms up. Lift your prayer up. Look up. Exhale, breath. Press your hands down. Tuck your right toe. Push back. Downward facing dog. Inhale, breath to a plank pose. Exhale, breath. Lower your plank solidly all the way down to the floor. Use your breath to do this. Inhale, breath to a cobra posture. Point toes back. Lift head, chest up. Exhale, breath. Push back. Downward facing dog. Now, body's starting to open up. Body's starting to become steady and more comfortable, switched on, the same as the mind. Inhale, breath to plank pose. Feel it now. Exhale, breath, lower knees consciously, then chest, chin down to the floor, bum is slightly lifted. Inhale, breath to a low cobra. Slide the body forward, ground hips, lift up to low cobra. And then exhale, breath, push back, downward facing dog. Look forward as you inhale. Squeeze the left knee through the chest. Step it forward. Lift torso. Reach arms up. Exhale, breath. Press your hands down to the floor. So it's a high lunge to a low lunge. Now step forward to the front of the mat. Inhale, breath. Halfway lift. Exhale, breath. Fold forward. Bend knees deep. Inhale, breath. Chair posture. Utkatasana. And stand as you exhale, mountain pose, Tadasana. Standing forward fold, separate feet hip width apart. Hands to the hips. Press the hands down, aim the elbows back. Inhale, breath, lift head, chest up. You push the hips slightly forward. Then exhale, breath, hinge forward. Keep the balls of the feet pressing down. That will engage your thighs. Then fold forward over your legs. Extend your hands down to your big toes. Hook your big toes. Inhale, breath. Halfway lift. Exhale, breath. Pull your chest down over the knees as you fold forward, releasing the crown of your head and relaxing your neck. And hold a standing forward fold for 5 breaths. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Bend knees deep. Inhale, breath. Reach arms up. Utkatasana. Exhale, breath. Stand mountain pose. Tadasana. Clasping hands behind your back. Press palms together. Make a fist. Try and extend your arms as straight as you can. Try and extend your fist towards the heels, chest slightly lifted. Now start to lift your arms away from the lower back as you inhale. Hinge forward as you exhale, fold forward over your legs. If you need a slight bend in the knees, then just bend your knees. If your knees are bent, slowly start to straighten the legs just a little more. That's all you have to do. Lean forward into the balls of your feet, but keep your heels grounded. That will switch your thighs on. As your thighs switch on, so the body releases the back of the legs automatically without you thinking about it. Now release your arms. Bend your knees. Inhale, breath. Reach arms up. Chair posture. Utkatasana. Pray through heart center. Exhale, breath, twist to your right hand side. Left elbow presses to the right knee. Twist a chair and hold. Try and make sure your knees are level. So just take a quick glance down to your knees. Your right knee's probably slipped back. Just press it forward. Take your yoga super glue. Glue your knees together so that they don't slip. Sit your buttocks down. Stack your prayer. Lift your chest up to your thumbs. Release your twist. Inhale, breath, turn to center. Reach arms up. Standing forward, fold as you exhale. Step your left foot back as you inhale. Lift torso, reach arms up. High lunge. Bending the right knee forward. Exhale, breath, prayer to heart. Take the twist to the right hand side again. Left elbow presses to the right knee and hold. For 5 breaths. 4 breaths. 3 breaths. 2 and 1. Release your twist, turn to center. Inhale, breath, reach arms up. Exhale, breath, low lunge, press your hands down. So let's just hold the low lunge for 1 or 2 breaths. Bend the right knee forward. So make sure the right knee is directly over the right ankle. Now press the ball of your left foot backwards so that left leg switches on and strong. Rock slightly forward. As you inhale, step your left foot forward to join the right. Lift chest halfway up. Fold forward over straight legs as you exhale. Now we're going to reverse the flow. Inhale, breath, bend knees, reach arms up, chair posture. Prayer through heart center. Exhale, breath. You're going to twist to your left hand side. Right elbow presses to the left knee and hold. Holding for 5 breaths. 4. 3. 2. And 1. Release your twist. Turn through center. Set the buttocks down. Inhale, breath, reach arms up, chair posture. Exhale, breath, standing forward, fold. This just allows the spine to neutralize a little bit. Inhale, breath, step your right foot back, lift torso, reach arms up, high lunge. Bend the left knee forward. Exhale, breath, prayer to the heart center. Then take the twist to the left, pressing right elbow to the left knee. For 5. 4, start to engage now. 3. 2. And 1. Release, turn through center. Inhale, breath, reach arms up. Exhale, breath, release your hands down. Hold your low lunge for just a few breaths. Try to lift your chest up just a little. Gaze slightly too. Strong line of energy from the right heel through the crown of your head. Rock forward as you inhale, step your right foot forward. Lift chest halfway up. Exhale, fold forward. Now bend knees. Inhale, reach arms up, chair posture. And exhale, stand mountain posture. Bending knees, inhale, breath, reach arms up, chair posture. Exhale, standing forward, fold. Standing poses, inhale, halfway lift, lift chest halfway up, plant your hands, exhale, step or jump back and move through your flow. Inhale, lift the chest to an up dog stretch, point toes back, exhale, breath, down dog stretch. Inhale, breath, step your right foot forward, ground the left heel, reach arms up, warrior one. Hold your warrior one. Exhale, one. Inhale. Exhale, two, bend the right knee forward, straight and strong left leg, chest slightly lifted but shoulders relaxed for 3. 4, one more, and 5. Clasp hands behind your back, press palms together, make a fist. Straighten the right leg as you inhale. Exhale, re-bend the right knee and fold forward into humble warrior. So bend the torso forward, releasing the right shoulder towards the right knee and extending the clasped fist to the front of the room. Try and extend the crown of the head towards the space just inside the right big toe. One more breath. You need strong legs. Inhale, breath, lift up. Release your clasped hands. Exhale, breath, open arms, chest and hips to warrior two. And hold warrior two. Again, right knee bends forward. Heel toe the right foot central to the mat if you haven't already. Turn the left toes more or less 90 degrees or slightly less than 90 degrees. Right arm reaches directly forward, left arm reaches directly back. Chest is slightly lifted, but shoulders are relaxed. Now keep this open stance to your left hand side. Triangle pose. Inhale, breath, straighten the right leg, slide right hand forward. Release right hand down the shin towards the right big toes. You extend left arm up, triangle pose. Lift your gaze up to the left fingertips if you'd like the deeper version of the pose. And hold. Find the steadiness again. Grounding the feet. Slowing the breath down. Feeling your breath coming to your center. Calm. Steady. Focused. Inhale, breath, stand up. Exhale, breath, bend the right knee forward again. Press the right hand to the floor or onto a block inside of the right foot and extend left arm directly up and hold. Extended side angle variation. Left hand presses to the floor. Lower the left knee down to the floor. Lift head and chest up. Extend the right leg forward and fold over a straight right leg, flexing into the right ankle. Working your way into the right hamstring, the right calf muscle. Use your left knee to support your torso and your hips. Either the tips of the fingers or the flat hand are touching the floor. And then as you exhale, ease your belly and chest towards your thigh and knee, folding a little deeper. And then release and lift up. You can bend the right knee forward. Heel toe the right foot a little out to the side edge of the mat and then press both hands to the floor inside of your right foot. For lizard pose, if you'd like to try a deeper version of lizard, release forearms down to the floor. Clasp hands, make a fist. Take a deeper version still, tuck left toe, straighten the left leg and hold. Maybe rock a little forward, rock a little back. Just feel your right hip activating, but do this very gently. Allow your right hip to open a little. Now find steadiness and start to switch on the whole body, allowing the right hip to open a little more. Release the left knee to the floor. Straighten your arms, so lift the torso up. Tuck the left toes, step the right foot back into plank pose, and exhale, breath, move through your flow. Chaturanga Dandasana, that's low plank, to an upward facing dog as you inhale, and downward facing dog as you exhale. And let's hold downward facing dog for 5 breaths. Centering yourself using your breath again. Breathing only through your nose, preferably with Ujjayi. Victorious breath. Left side, inhale, breath to warrior one. Step the left foot forward, ground the right heel, reach, prayer up, warrior one. Virabhadrasana A. And hold warrior one. Take humble warrior, inhale breath, clasp hands behind your back, straighten the left leg, lift your chest upwards. As you exhale, re-bend the left knee forward and then fold your torso forward. Humble warrior. So you want to bend the left knee over the left ankle. You want to ease the left shoulder just inside of the left knee. You want to aim the crown of your head down to the space just inside of the left toe. Now you want to take your fist and swing it overhead to the front of your room, really going deep into the chest and shoulders too. Press the feet down. You need really strong legs, steady legs. Use your breath. Inhale, breath, lift up. Exhale, breath, open arms, chest and hips, warrior two, and hold warrior two, heel toeing left foot central and turning right toes slightly out. Five breaths. Four. Three. Two. And one, triangle pose, inhale, breath, straighten the left leg, reach the left hand forward. Slide the left hand down the shin towards the left big toes, extending right arm up. Triangle pose, lift gaze up to right fingertips. Hold. Inhale, breath, stand up. Exhale, breath, bend the left knee forward. Take extended side angle variation. Left hand presses to the floor inside of the left foot. Reach the right arm up. Now this version of extended side angle can help you open the left hip a little bit or activate the left hip a little bit. Keep pressing or keep establishing the shoulder-knee connection. As you press your left hand down so you can reach your right fingertips a little higher up, opening chest, shoulders. Now release your left hand down to the floor, or your right hand down to the floor, lower the right knee down to the floor too, preparing for a forward fold over your straight left leg. Lift head, chest up. Extend the left leg forward and then fold forward over the straight left leg. So we're working now into the left hamstring, the left calf muscle. Easing your way into that too. And feel your way into it. So maybe it would help you to isolate your left calf first, then your left hamstring. So then activating the whole of your left, the back of your left leg, or work whichever way works for you. Lift up, inhale breath. You can bend the left knee forward. Press both hands to the floor inside of your left foot and heel toe left foot out a little to the side of your mat. Lower forearms down to the floor for lizard posture. Tuck your right toe to go deeper, to straighten the right leg and hold. Release, lower right knee down to the floor. Lift up to hands and knees again. Inhale, breath, step back to plank pose. And exhale, breath, move through your flow. Take low plank. Shift weight forward, bending elbows backwards, float down. Inhale, breath, upward facing dog. And exhale, breath, downward facing dog. And hold steady for five breaths. Four. Three. Two. And one. Inhale breath, a step right foot forward, low lunge. Step left knee outside of the right heel, sitting down for seated spinal twist. Both sit bones are well grounded. Reach your left arm up as you inhale. Twist to your right hand side, exhale breath. Press your right hand behind the back and hook left elbow outside of the right knee and hold. Try not to look down, but try to look level. Turn through the front, inhale breath. Derotate to the left side as you exhale breath. Draw both knees into the chest. Boat posture, extend your arms forward. Float your legs away from the floor. Now bring your hands to prayer. Inhale breath. Extend your prayer towards the toe and twist to your right hand side. Inhale breath, aim your prayer towards your toes. Exhale breath, twist your bow to your left hand side. Inhale breath back to center and release, drawing your knees towards your chest. Step back to plank, inhale, and push back, downward facing dog. Left side, inhale breath, step left foot forward lunge. Exhale, step right knee outside of the left heel and sit down. Seated spinal twist to your left hand side. Inhale breath, reach right arm up. Twist left, exhale breath, and hold. Inhale breath, turn through center. Exhale breath, derotate to your right hand side. Twisted boat, Navasana. Inhale breath, draw knees to the center. Ground the sit bones. Extend the arms forward as you exhale. Float the legs up. Inhale breath, prayer towards the toes. Exhale breath, take twisted boat, left hand side. So we're just working in the opposite direction now. Inhale breath through center. Exhale breath, twist your boat to the right hand side. Inhale breath through center. Just do it one more time each side. Exhale breath left. Inhale breath center. Exhale breath right. You can do this. Inhale breath to center. And then draw knees to the chest. Cross the ankles. Step back to plank pose as you inhale. Exhale, push back, downward facing dog. Hold downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to your hands as you inhale. And fold forward of your legs as you exhale. Bend knees, tuck chin to chest. Inhale breath, roll up to stand. Exhale breath, Tadasana, mountain pose, and turn to your right hand side, separating your feet, stepping your feet wide apart. Hands to your hips. Inhale breath, lift chest upwards. Press your hands to your hips, push your hips forward. Exhale breath, hinge forward and fold forwards. Hands down to the floor. Hands are shoulder width apart. Lift to the tips of your fingers as you inhale. Flatten your back, lifting chest halfway up. Exhale breath, fold forward. Press your hands down and bend your elbows backwards. You can shuffle your hands backwards too if you'd like to take this deeper. Now, walk your hands forward again. Lift halfway up. Press your left hand underneath your heart. Exhale breath. Now reach your right arm up. Inhale breath, twisting to your right hand side again. And hold. Release your right hand down. Press it to the floor next to your left hand. Inhale breath, reach your left arm up. twisting to your left-hand side. Twisted wide-legged forward fold and hold. Now, if you make sure that you've got a good connection, right hand to the floor, you can press down at the same time as reaching left fingertips as high as possible and optimize your twist to your left, opening as much as possible. Release left hand down. Take a halfway lift, inhale breath. Exhale, fold forward and hold one more time. This time you can extend your fingers to your big toes, hook your fingers on your big toes, and take a deeper version of your wide-legged forward fold. Keep pulling on your big toes as you lift halfway up. Bring your hands to your hips as you exhale. Use your core, press your feet down, inhale, stand all the way up. Hop your feet together and then walk to the front of the mat. Mountain Pose, Tadasana. Bending knees, inhale, breath, reach arms up, chair posture. Hold chair posture, exhale, breath, prayer to heart. Take an inhale breath here. And then exhale breath, slowly lower your buttocks down to the floor and extend your legs forward. Seated forward folds, grounding your sit bones, flexing your ankles. Inhale breath, lift chest up. Exhale breath, fold forward and hold. Release, lift up, inhale, breath. Squeeze right knee into the chest. Release right knee to the floor. Square to the left leg, inhale, breath, sit tall. And exhale, fold over your left leg. Head of knee pose. Just be a little more careful or gentle in the next sequence. Keep hold of your left foot. With your left hand, inhale breath, sit up and swing your right leg directly backwards, twisting to your right hand side, looking back to your right fingertips. So extend your right arm back, twist to your right, looking to your right fingertips. Yes. Reach your right arm up, inhale breath. And exhale, fold forward again. Yeah. Release, lift up, inhale, breath. Draw your right knee into your chest and extend your right leg forward, swapping around. Inhale, breath, squeeze left knee into the chest, left knee to the floor. Square to the right leg as you inhale and exhale, fold and hold. Release. Keep hold of your right foot with your right fingertips. Inhale, breath, sit up and swing your left arm back behind you, pointing your left fingers back and looking to your left fingertips. Opening your twist to your left. Now reach your left arm up. Inhale, breath. Reach it forward to your right toes and fold forward. A little deeper this time. Release, roll up to sit. Inhale, breath. Squeeze left knee into the chest and squeeze right knee into the chest. Baddha Konasana. Allow both knees to release out sidewards. Press the soles of your feet together. Thumbs to the balls of your feet. Open your feet upwards like a book. Inhale, breath. Sit tall. And exhale, breath. Fold forward and hold. Bound angle pose. If you have to sit on a block for this or cushion for this, sit on a block or cushion. And release and lift up. Draw knees to the chest. Extend the legs forward and open the legs wide. Wide-legged forward folding sequence. You're going to turn your torso to face the right toes. Your right hand is the right-hand side of your right leg. Left hand is the just to the left of the right leg. Sit tall. Make sure the legs are switched on strong. Fold over a straight right leg and hold. Seated, wide-legged, forward fold with a twist to the right-hand side. Either crawl your fingers forward either side of the right leg, or if you can, take hold of the right foot with both hands, then do that. Release, lift up, turn to the left leg, sitting tall, exhale, fold over the left leg and hold. Release, lift up. Fold forward between the legs. You can either walk your hands, crawl your hands forward, folding forward over your wide legs, or you can extend your hands to your big toes, take hold of your big toes and fold forward. Keep your buttocks grounded and keep your legs as straight and switched on as you possibly can. Now release and lift up. Bring your legs together. Bend your knees. Lean back into your hands. Separate feet hip-width apart. Lift up to tabletop as you inhale. Lift your hips up. Drop your head back. Hold. Inhale, breath, chin to chest. Exhale, breath, lower down. Cross your ankles, step back to plank pose as you inhale. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, breath, upward facing dog. Exhale, breath, downward facing dog. Now let's see how far we get with the following sequence. So just be mindful of where you are with your practice. Step your right foot outside of the right wrist, left foot outside of the left wrist, sit in a yoga squat. And then sit down. Allowing your knees to release out sidewards, flexing your ankles and pressing the soles of your feet, pressing your heels together. Now separate your feet out to the edges of the mat. Keep flexing into your ankles. You can slide your feet forward slightly. Thread both arms underneath your calves. Taking hold of your feet and folding forward between your legs. Now, it's a little bit of an awkward movement, this. Release slightly. Lift up slightly. Take your left hand, swing it out to the left side of your left hip. Press your left hand down. Release your right arm from underneath your right calf muscle and reach your right arm directly upwards, pressing your left hand down. So it's quite a deep twist to your right hand side. So you're half leaning forward, but you're half reaching up. Now swap around, well done. Thread your right hand underneath your right calf again. Press your right hand to the floor alongside of the right hip or just outside of the right hip. Release your left hand from underneath the calf. Inhale, breath, reach left arm up. Now the rest of the sequence, you know, thread your left arm underneath your left calf again. Bring your heels together. Press your heels together, flexing your ankles. Thumb and forefinger touch, and then you lift your feet away from the floor for blossoming lotus. Balancing on your buttocks, legs are floating away from the floor, lift your chest up. Keep balancing. Release your hands, release your arms. Take hold of your big toes. Open your legs wide and straighten your legs at the same time and keep your balance. And hold here for 5 breaths. 4, 3, 2. You're going to take a wide-legged plow pose. Inhale, breath. And exhale, breath. Roll over your shoulders or onto your shoulders. Extend feet overhead for a wide-legged plow pose. And hold a wide-legged plow pose. You can release your toes, bend your knees, lie on your back and squeeze your knees into your chest. Rock right, rock left. And then rock up to sit. Cross your ankles, step back to a plank pose. Ready for backward bending, a push back downward facing dog. Inhale, breath to plank pose. Exhale, breath, knees, chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale, breath to a low cobra and hold your low cobra. Press your hands down, aim elbows back, and start to lift head, chest up to a higher cobra. Lift up to whatever height of cobra is comfortable for you. Expanding chest forward, rolling shoulders back, taking gaze forward. And then lower and release down. Locust posture. Lie down, extend your legs back, point your toes together. Extend your arms back too. Inhale, breath. Float your legs up and float your chest up. Head up and hold. One more breath in. And release and relax down. Bend your knees, reach back, take hold of your ankles. Bow posture, floor bow. Inhale, breath, kicking into the hands. Firmly with the feet, lift your head up, lift your knees and thighs too, floor bow, hold. For 5, steady, calming breaths. 4, power your practice up now. 3, steady with body breath. 2, and 1, release down. Hands to the front of the mat, stack your hands, rest your forehead on your hands and relax your body. Roll onto your left side. Prop your head up on your left hand and your left elbow. So your whole left side of your body is flat to the floor. Your left upper arm is on the floor. Your left elbow is on the floor and you're resting your head on your left hand. Lift your right leg up, away from you, flexing into the right ankle. Lift it really high up. Lower the right leg down. Now lift both legs up at the same time together, flexing into both ankles as you inhale, float them up and hold. You can use your right hand on the mat to help steady your torso. That might help you, yes. And then release down. Extend your left arm forward, lying your whole of your left side of the body down. Bend your right knee, take hold of your right ankle with your right hand, and kick, form a half bow. You're wanting to form a half bow. A lying half bow, yes. Squeeze your right buttock to your right heel to your right buttock first. So squeeze the right heel to the right buttock first, then kick backwards, creating a half bow. Now roll onto your belly. Inhale, breath, keep hold of your right ankle, roll onto your belly, inhale, breath, lift your left arm, your left leg up to a half bow, half locust. Inhale, breath, and exhale, breath, release down. Hands to the front of the mat, stack your hands, rest your forehead on your hands, and we're going to repeat to the other side. From here, roll onto your right side. Propping your head up on your right upper arm and right elbow. You can take your left hand and press it to the floor just in front of your belly. Inhale, float your left leg up. Try and be comfortable. It's meant to be a very comfortable pose. It's called Samanasana. Float your left leg down. Exhale, breath, float both legs up. Inhale, breath. Now float your legs down. Bend your left knee backwards and squeeze your left heel to your left buttock. I think my instructions will be a bit better this time. And now kick backwards with your left foot, creating a half bow. Keep the half bow, release the right arm forward. Inhale, breath, roll onto your belly. Lift up to half locust on your right hand side and a half bow on your left hand side. And release down and roll over onto your backs. The last of the back bending sequence. Heels to the buttocks. Feet are hip width apart, parallel, pressing to the floor. Inhale, breath, lift hips, low back, middle back, and upper back away from the floor. Squeeze your shoulders underneath your chest, clasp hands, make a fist. Now hold the half upward bow like this. Alternatively, prepare for full wheel. Releasing your hands, pressing your hands to the floor alongside of your head. Lift onto your head, inhale breath. And exhale breath here. Now lift up to wheel. Inhale. Holding for five. Alternatively, you're just in the half upward bow. Four. Three. Two. Chin to chest, inhale breath. And exhale breath, lower down. Draw knees to the chest. Squeeze knees into the chest. Rock a little right, rock a little left. Now the winding down sequence is inversions. Shoulder stand, supported shoulder stand. If you're not practicing supported shoulder stand, then simply Lie on your back against a wall with your legs up against a wall. If you're practicing the shoulder stand, roll onto your shoulders. Extend feet overhead, plow pose. From plow pose, you're going to bend your elbows, press your flat hand to your lower back, supporting your low back and hips. Knees to forehead, extend legs up. Inhaling and hold. Try and lift your hips a little higher over the shoulders. Try and lift your legs up a little higher over the hips, over the shoulders, and hold. Steady. Holding here for 10 breaths in total. Five more breaths. Last inhale. Exhale, breath, release feet overhead, plow pose. Release your hands, roll out, lie down on your back. Preparing for fish pose, the second to last pose. Extend the legs, press elbows down. Inhale, breath, lift your torso up, expanding chest upwards. So puff your chest up as you arch backwards and hold. Fish pose for a steady 5 breaths. Inhale, breath, lift your head up, look to the toes, and exhale, breath, lie down and release and relax yourself from your practice. In Shavasana, corpse pose. Lie on your back. Close your eyes and relax. Relax your whole body and relax your breath. Allow feet to relax a little outsidewards, arms relaxing outsidewards too. Awareness to your whole body. Scan your body from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. Scan your body from the tips of your toes up to the top of your head. And relax your breath. Relax your breath completely. Breathe with a relaxed, rhythmic breath and feel the rhythm, the natural rhythm of your breath. And allow the natural rhythm of your breath to relax you deeper. Allow the natural rhythm of your breath to bring you, allowing you to rest deeper in your center. And as you rest deeper in your center, so you let go of any concerns that you might still be carrying. And your mind becomes calm, relaxed, and clear. Keep awareness to the rhythmic feeling of your breath. And allow your breath to relax you deeper. Now you can release yourself from your practice. Moving fingers, moving toes. Ankles, wrists. Roll your head to your right hand side, roll your head to your left hand side. And extend your arms overhead. Give yourself a full body stretch. Fill your breath, fill your lungs full of breath, and then release your breath with a sigh. Draw your knees to your chest. Roll to your right hand side. And from there, sit up. Sitting comfortably, cross-legged on your mat with your eyes closed, prayer to heart. Bow your heads. Namaste, yogis. Thank you for your practice.